there was a lot of buzz and chatter over the last week whether or not in Jewish history there was ever a time that Klal Yisrael brought a par helam davar shel tzibur. Many people ask this question. What's the answer? It's Mefurish Gemara. It's a Mefurish Gemara. Omer Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Yosi. Ani re'isia b'roimi. I saw the paroiches in roimi. V'hayu alea kama tipei damim shel par helam davar shel tzibur. Zir Rabbi Dezara. Is what we call tiufta, tiufta, shmamino, shmamino, right? Checkmate. This is pretty obvious. It's a Mefurish Gemara. So there was a lot of hack about it in different Mekoymas. It's a Mefurish Gemara. Yuba daf nun zayin amin alf. It's Mefurish. I mean, it's not even debatable or negotiable. Plus, Rav Yossi said that he saw the Paroiches and he saw there was down from the Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur. Now, what was that Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur? That's interesting. I'm not sure. But the bottom line is there was a Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur. But just to share a Davar Nifla, and we actually spoke this out once. We spoke it out when we learned Masechtas Ma'akotin Daf Tes. It's a Maramakim that Yedidi, Echav Ibnei HaChabura, Rabbi Ari Gartenhaus, showed me many, many years ago. It's a Ha'ara from the Ragat Shavagayin, V'ru'uyin Hadvarim L'misha Amma. So the background to this chiddush from the Ragachava is, it's actually not printed in the original Svarim from the Ragachava. It's in the Tshuvas HaChadosh, it's a Chelik Beis. Its origin comes from a sefer that has in it a collection of different letters that different tzaddikim and gedolei Yisrael wrote to Rav Kook. And one of those letters was written by a yid whose name was Rav Avram Diamant. And he writes to Rav Kook that he was corresponding with the Ragachava, and the Ragachava told him a Vilde Chiddush, and he wants to share it with the Rav Arashi. This is what he's sending him. But either way, he's writing to him this Chiddush that the Ragachava had privately told him. And the background to this Chiddush is a well-known Gemara in Masechtas Ma'akotin Daf Tes Amud Aleph. So we know, we actually saw this earlier in the Masechta, that this is very much Davar Be'itay Ma'atoiv. Shlomo HaMelech, when he inaugurated the first Beis HaMikdash, so really, when did it get ready? It was mamish in the beginning of Chodesh Tishrei. It was right around Sukkot time. And really, the celebration of the Chanukah HaMikdash could have very much overlapped and coincided together with the celebration of Sukkot. But because of Ein Ma'arav and Simcha B'Simcha, Shlomo HaMelech understood that you can't combine the two. So what he decided to do was, is that 7 days prior to Sukkot, the Yidden would celebrate the Chanukah HaMikdash, and then the immediate 7 days that would follow would be the 7 days of Sukkot. And the Pasuk talks about how it was 14 days of Yontif and Simcha and celebration, and it was a gewaldige, gewaldige Simcha. So again, the party started when? It started on Ches Tishrei. So it was Ches, Tes, Yud, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet. And then it went right into the 7 days of Yontif. The Gemara says, Amar Aparnach, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Oysa Shana, that year, that the Yidden celebrated the Chanukas HaMikdash, this is Shlomo HaMelech's Beis HaMikdash, Lo Yasu Yisrael Etzvim HaKippurim. The Yidden did not observe Yom Kippur, meaning they ate and they drank on Yom Kippur. For Yudoya Gimel Oymrim, they got very, very worried, meaning they were mamish celebrating. They were celebrating it was Yontif. So this basa, this yayin, there wasn't Yom Kippur. And they thought to themselves, Shemin is chayvu seinein shal Yisrael kloya. Maybe we're chayiv misa. Yotza baskov amrulem. A baskov came out and told them, Kulchem mezumanim l'chayo olam haba. Chevra, you have nothing to worry about. Every single person here is going to be zoicha to olam haba. Now the Gemara says, my darish, what was the hava? I mean, what places did they have to go ahead and be mevat Yom Kippur? How are you eating and drinking on Yom Kippur? It's not something you're allowed to do. Amru kal v'chayimrev. They said, no, we could darshan it from the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidrash Hashem. The first one, Kal V'chaimer. They said, Uma Mishkan, Madach the Mishkan, She'en Kedusha Asik Kedusha Soilam. The Kedusha, the Mishkan, was transient, right? It was very temporary. It wasn't forever. The Karbin Yochid Eich HaShabbos. Yet, you find that in the Mishkan, the Karbin Yochid, that the Nesiyim brought by the Chanukas HaMishkan was Doiche Shabbos. This is Skila, which is very common, which is Skila. So Mikdash, the Kedushas, the Kedushas Ayom, which has more Kedusha than the Mishkan, then for sure, a Karben Tzibur, the Yoyim HaKippurim, the Anush Karis, like Koshkein, should be Nitcha. So they said like this. They said, by the Chanukas HaMishkan, there were Karbonis Yochid that were Doiche Shabbos. The Chanukas HaMishkan is less Chomor, right? It's Ein Kedushas, Ein Kedushas Ayom. And Chil Shabbos involves skila, yet it was doicha. So Kal V'chaimer, they said, for sure, it goes without say that as it relates to the Kedushas HaMikdash, the Chanukas HaMishkan, Mikdash, which is more chamer, you'd be able to eat on Yom Kippur, which is only a Chayvei Krisus. If the Kedushas HaMishkan, you could be over Chayvei Skila, then for Kedushas HaMikdash, you could be over Chayvei Krisus. Either way, this was the Kal V'chomer that they made, stating that they got very nervous. Hayudayagin v'oimrim shema nischayvu soineim shal Yisrael kloya. Yotzis ha-baskov amr lehem, kulchem mizumanim l'chayei ha-oilam. In fact, the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, I'm skipping several lines. The Gemara says, how did the Yidden know that they got a full mechila? So the Gemara says, Tani tachlifo, b'yoyim hashmini shilach hasa'am, v'yivarchu es ha-melech, v'yelchu la'aleyem, smeichen v'toyvei lev, al kol ha-toyve ha-sha'osa Hashem l'dovet avdu Yisrael amoy. On the eighth day of Sukkot, so Shlomo HaMelech sends everybody home, and he sends them back to their tents. What does it mean they went to their tents? Shaholchu matzu neshem b'tayir. They came home, their wives were all tahirim. Smeichen, they were happy, shenenu mizav ha-shchino. V'toyvei lev, shekolecha ve'echon nis'abri ishtei b'ven zachar. Every single one of their wives became pregnant with a boy. Al kol ha-toyva she'asa Hashem she'yotzes ha-basko v'omer lehem kulchem izumonim l'chayo elam abas. Again, a lot of drama. Shlomo HaMelech, 7 days of Yontif, starting on Ches Tishrei, going right through to Erev Sukkot, and then another 7 days of Sukkot. They violated Yom Kippur. They ate and they drank on Yom Kippur. Reboyed it al makulo. What's going on over here? But they made a kavul chaymer. If the Chanukas HaMishkan was doicha Shabbos, then the Chanukas HaMikdash for sure is doicha Yom Kippur. Shabbos is skilo, Yom Kippur is kares, Mishkan is not kedushas kedushas olam. Mikdash is kedushas kedushas olam. Stating that, they started getting a little bit nervous. Hayudayagin. They were very, very worried. The Paschal said, "Kuchem is one of Chayy Olam Haba." And not only Olam Haba, they came home, Matzu Neshayim, Betahira. They were enemies of Ashchina. They were Zoichot that Nesabri Ishtay Beven Zachar Al Kol HaToyva. It turned out to be very, very, very festive. Poshet. When you learn this Gemara, I think 100 out of 100 times, the way you're going to learn this Gemara is that what emerged from the Kal V'chomer that the Yidden heard was that the cheshbon that they made was a good cheshbon. The Yidden made a Kal V'chomer. They said, we think we could eat on Yom Kippur, right? Based on a whole Torah. Yotzes ha-basko v'amalim kulchem ezumanim l'chayo elam abba. And achinam, you could. You were 100%. They were doyagin because they said, you know, maybe there's a pirukh on the Kal V'chomer, right? Rav Chaim Briska said that in order to darshan the Kal V'chomer, you have to be a Sinai and a Noi Kaharim. You have to be a Noi Kaharim tonight, a darshan the Kal V'chomer. He said, you have to be a Sinai to make sure there's no pirukh on the Kal V'chomer. You have to do kol ha-teir kula to darshan the Kal V'chomer. Kedushin yud beis amud beis, right? But the bottom line is that they started getting nervous. I don't know, maybe we botched up this Kal V'chomer. And if we botched up the Kal V'chomer, we have a little bit of a problem. We all ate on Yom Kippur. Oive, this is not going to be good. And the Paschal came and said, no worries. No, you got it right. There's no pircha. You got it 100% right. But the Rogachov, with his tremendous koyach achidush, he said, I don't think that's what happened over here. In fact, he says as follows. He says, the Gemara says, Masechtas Yuma daf pei aleph amud aleph. So the Gemara over there is comparing and contrasting the Issa Melacha on Yom Kippur versus the Chiyuv Inui on Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur is like Shabbos. You're not allowed to do Lamatas Melachas. Additionally, Yom Kippur, you have the Halacha of Ta'anu Asnafshay Seichem, you have the Chamisha Inuyim. And the Gemara is like comparing and contrasting, which is better, which is worse. It's Ayin Sham in the middle of a long sugya. And the Gemara says that Melacha has a kula. Melacha has a kula over ta'anu asnaf shay seichem. You know why? Because melacha is hutter michlala. You let it bring karbanos on Yom Kippur. So as much as you're not let it do avoida, but you find there's a shechita, there was a haktara, it's hutar michlala. As opposed to achila v'shtiyah, you don't find anywhere. You don't find anywhere that there's a heter to eat and drink on Yom Kippur. Frank the Rogachava, what do you mean? I just found a heter. I found the heter to be able to eat and drink in Yom Kippur. You know when? If there'd be a Chanukas HaMikdash. If there would be a Chanukas HaMikdash, you'd be allowed to eat and drink on Yom Kippur. It's a Kal V'chomer. Ma, Mishkan Shein Kedushas HaKedushas Haylam V'Karbin Yochid Doich HaShabbos, this is Skila. Mikdash Kedushas HaKedushas Haylam V'Karbin Tzibah V'Yem Kippur and Danush Karas, like Koshkein, right? It's a Kal V'chomer. So what's Zokta Gemara in Yuma Pei Aleph Amar Aleph Freik De Rogachava? Then Melacha Sota Michlala, as opposed to Te'anu Asnaf Shei Seichem HaChidu V'Shein Yom Kippur is not Hota Michlala. L'Cher is also Hota Michlala. It's Hutta Michlala when by Chanukas HaMishka said the Rogachov, it's Muchach from here. It's not Hutta Michlala. It's Muchach from here that what the Yidden did was really wrong. And he said, the emphasis, I think it's in Mefurush HaTeres Kayanim. The Teres Kayanim is in Parsha Zayin, in Parsha Achrimos. The Pasuk says, V'hoysa lochem chukas oilam. Says the Teres Kayanim. What does it mean, V'hoysa lochem chukas oilam? Chukas oilam lebeis oilamim. That you should know the laws of Yom Kippur are going to apply even lebeis oilamim. They're going to apply the Beis HaLamin. What, you had a Havamina that when the Yigan are going to come to Eretz Yisrael, they're going to be by the Beis HaMikdash, all of a sudden these halachas are not going to apply? What would even be the Havamina? Say, the Rosh, have you noticed that Teres Kainan was coming to address? It was coming to address this Kal V'Chomer. It was a wrong Kal V'Chomer, said the Rosh. It was wrong. L'chuk HaSoylam, the Beis HaLamin. This Yom Kippur, don't ever make a cheshbit that maybe we could violate Yom Kippur based on a Kal V'Chomer from the Chanukah Samishka. No. Chuk HaSoylam, Yom Kippur is going to apply even the Beis HaLamin. So the Rogachov said, based on a Gemara in Yuma Pei Aleph Amar Aleph, and a Teres Koyanim, a Sifra in Achrim or Zion, that Be'etzim, the cheshbin that the Yidden made, that Kal V'Chomer was a flawed Kal V'Chomer. Well, if that's the case, said the Rogachov, so what's Pasha Pshat? Yotzes Abasko V'Amr Lehem, Kulchem Mezumonim L'Chay Yoylam Haba? Why were they Zoycha Toylam Haba? Well, I don't understand. They made a toys. They forgot. They should have known. The Gemara says in Yuma Pei Aleph Amid Aleph that it's not Utam Echlol. They should have known the drosh of the Teres Kayanim. L'chuk HaSoylam means L'Pei Soylamim. So why did they get Kapara? Said the Rogachov, a chiddush nifla, that if the Rogachov didn't say, nobody could ever say. He said, you know why they got kapara? They got kapara because they brought a par helem dover shel tzibur. That's why they got kapara. He said, because eating and drinking on Yom Kippur is a chayvei krisos. And if it's a chayvei krisos, and Roiv of Klal Yisrael did it, and not only did Roiv of Klal Yisrael do it, they did it al pi shigigah seiro, because Bezdin Paskin that this was the right thing to do. Well, if that's the case, this is your classic Paralam Davash Shel Tzibur. They brought the Paralam Davash Shel Tzibur, and when they brought it, Yotzes Abaska Ba'amro, Kulchem is umanam l'chay yoylam hab, and that's how they got kapar. This is fire, right? Well, get ready for the punchline. Said the Rogachov, with this you can understand the oimik. And by the way, it's just three irons, right? But said the Rogachov, with this you can understand the oimik of a Gemara in Hayris Daf Gimel Amir Al. We just learned this Gemara a couple of days ago. The Gemara said, Omer Gavasi, Gavasi said, this is so geschmack. When it comes to determining the Paralam Davash El Tzibur, Rav Klai Yisrael, not Rav Klai Yisrael, how do you count census? Who matters? You go by Yisrael. How do you know that? So the Gemara says, I know from a pasuk. Shenemar says, "Vayash loymoi be'esa hi esachag v'chol Yisrael imoi kol gadom alavei chamos anachal mitzrayim lefnei Hashem alekenu shivas yomim v'shivas yomim arba aser yoyim." And faith the Gemara, he says, "What do you have to tell me from sea to shining sea? I know it's everybody. It's coming to teach me that only the people that live from levoi chamos anachal mitzrayim are considered." Kahal, and that's how you know that the definition of kahal when it comes to the Paro and Davish al-Tzibur is Davkechem. Says the Rogachov, it's a funny Makar. This, I mean, good, Makar is a Makar, is a Makar. This is the Makar Malach and Paragalef. So he says, the Oymik of the Makar is because that door, those psukim triggered the Paro and Davish al-Tzibur. It was this Yontiv of Shivas Yomim, the Shivas Yomim, Rabbos Yom, and the Torah said they brought the Paro and Davish al-Tzibur. You know why? Because all the Yidden that were in Eretz Yisrael from the Vaychamas and Nacham Mitzrayim had sinned. And that's how you know you bring a parallel of Davish al Tzibur, as long as that is the call. It's not punked over here in Melachim Aleph, tucked away, Periches, Pasuk, Samaches. It's a funny place to have this halacha. Said the Rogachov, no, it's here because this was a real life story. It was a real Maisa Shoya Kachoya of a parallel of Davish al Tzibur. And because this was a real parallel of Davish al Tzibur, and this was the case where the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael did this. So you see, that they are the only ones that matter. They're the only ones that matter when it comes to the Parim Davash HaTzibur. And then the Rogachov said one other chiddush. Again, you have to have the plates that the Rogachov had to say things like this. And that is, we know that Hashanah Rabbah, Abolein Ulatoiva, in the not too distant future, Hashanah Rabbah, we know, is a Yoim Kapar. The Zohar Kaddish talks is about, right, the Slicha, I get the Kvittel, etc., etc. And really, it's a Yoim Slicha Mechila on a very, very high level. And it's not clear what the makar to it is, right? In Nister and Zoyer, there's a lot. But in Nigla, it's very, very unclear. The Rogachov said that if you make the cheshbon, when did the Yidden bring this par helam davar shel tzibur? He said, l'chayre, they brought it on the 14th day. They brought it on Hashanah Rabbah. And being that when they brought this par helam davar shel tzibur, where the entire nation, b'levay chamas anachal mitzrayim, had sinned, and they did a chayve krisos, and they did it al pi ayraz bezdin, and yotzes abaskol, v'omro lahem kulchem mizumonim l'chay olam haba, the Yidden chap, that this day is a special day. It's a day where the Yidden were able to sin, but at the same time, Kulchem mezumarim l'chay olam haba. And vayoy mashmini the next day, shilach es ha'am, vayivarchu es ha'melech, vayelchu lo yaleim, smeichim v'toyvei lev, akol ha'toyva ha'shosa Hashem, l'dovet av Yisrael Amay, and all the brachas that they got. But being that they got the slichum mechila, their carbon was accepted, it was oyla l'reach nichayach l'rotzin l'fnei Hashem. How do you know that? Adank, this Baskel, that's when Hoshana Rabbah went down. That's when Hoshana Rabbah would become known as the Yom Slichu Mechila, because of this time in history where the entire nation had sinned. And they got the Baskel that said, Machalach, Machalach, Machalach. This is a classic Rogachev on so many levels. The Tzustel to Yuma Peyalef and the Teres Kayan in Parsha Zion. But also to learn a Gemara, my cut and daftes, mamish forget from the way the whole world learns the Gemara. Pachi, learn the Gemara. The Basco was telling the Yidden that you got the Kavachimer right. The Rogachava said punkfarker, they got it wrong. Well, if they got it wrong, then why did they get kapara? Because they brought a paralem davishal tzibur. Now, if this was the only paralem davishal tzibur ever, it would have been even a bigger chiddush. But we know there was a paralem davishal tzibur, which the Rishonim seemingly say what happened by Bayashani. So this is not Shleim HaMelech's paralem davishal tzibur. So we know already there's a paralem davishal tzibur. But we have a real life example, a real life account of a paralem davishal tzibur, and mamish, to top it all off, the Rogachava said that's even the Makar to Yishana Rabba. Just one last tiny ha'ara, and that is, I found Rameh Simcha Meshach Chachma. The Pasuk says in Parshas Emor, Kol Malach Eloi Sasu, Chukas Oilam L'doi Reisechem. It says it by the Issa Malach on Yom Kippur. Kol Malach Eloi Sasu, Chukas Oilam L'doi Reisechem. So Rameh Simcha, this is classic, says that why is it by the Issa Malach on Yom Kippur, the Torah says Chukas Oilam L'doi Reisechem. But when it comes to the Tainus of Yom Kippur, it doesn't say Chukas Oilam L'Doi Reisechem. The Issa Melacha is Chukas Oilam L'Doi Reisechem. A benish the Tainus, says Rameh Simcha, V'nira, the Meram is L'Yem HaKippurim, She'nischane Chamikto She'os HaShloimo, She'os Lo'y Hesanu B'Yem HaKippurim, Kimavua B'Perakam Adamo Yikotan, V'Loy Ho'yonoye Grak Issa Melacha V'Vad, V'Ein Chayk Oilam Rakla Melacha, Uladai Reisechem, Einoi Betainus. Says Rameh Simcha, the Melacha was going to be Uladai Reisechem, but the Issa Tainus not, because it was going to be a dar where it was going to be mutter for the Yidden to go ahead and eat on Yom Kippur. And what was that? That was by the Chanukas HaMikdash. In other words, Rameh Simcha learned the Gemara, Nishvi the Rogachava Gayans. We have a machloikis between the two Dvinska Gedoylem, with the Rogachava on the one hand and Rameh Simcha on the other hand, had to learn this Gemara in Mesechtis, Maikot and Daftes Amar Aleph, right? Would have been fun to be a fly on the wall in Dvinsk circa early 20th century. But either way, the Rogachava learned that really the Yidden had made a mistake and the Kavachomer was a toys based on the Teres Kayanim. Narvas, they brought a Paralam Davish Al Tzibur, and because they brought the Paralam Davish Al Tzibur, it's for that reason they got Kapara. Rameh Simcha said no. Rameh Simcha said they got it right. And even though the Gemara says Kavachomer, there's even a remiss to it in the Pasuk because it says L'Dayri Seichem by the Issa Malacha, it doesn't say L'Dayri Seichem regarding the Issa Achila Vishtiya. The Yidden got it right, and that was why the Baskel had said that Kulchem is Umarim L'Chayo Elam Haba. But the bottom line is, we're learning the Sugya Param Davish Al Tzibur. We have a Chlorer Raya, a Mefurish Gemara. It's not even negotiable. Yuman and Zayin Amad Aleph, Amar Rab Lazar Rab Yossi said, I was in Rome and I saw the Paroiches and the Wetipe Damim. So, in terms of that Kasha, was there ever a Param Davish Al Tzibur? It's a toys. It's a Mefurish Gemara. Yuma Daf Nazayin Amar Aleph. That we have this Rogachava who said this Blitzedig Echidish that Shleim HaMelech actually brought a Par Helam Davish Al Tzibur. And that's the rest of the story of the Gemara in Mayikot and Daf Tes Amar Aleph.